And now this is a dictation for Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Wudika, W-U-T as in David, Y-K-A, January 2056, address as a letter to Jennifer, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Woods, W-O-O-D-S-N-P, 2466495. Dear Jennifer, a follow-up for Kathy. Chronic kidney disease, background diabetes, hypertension, prior anti-inflammatory agent exposure. Last visit in June. A fall, left-sided hip fracture and surgery. No complications of the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, pneumonia, urinary tract infection, gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion or dialysis, no heart attack or stroke. This was in July. She is having problems with dysphagia. ENT Dr. Chonchai, C-H-O-N-C-H-A-I, has done a scope of the larynx. Apparently, growth polyps that needs to be removed. Question B9. She unfortunately is still smoking. The dysphagia includes liquids, salts, medications. Sometimes to the point that she cannot breathe, cannot talk because of the lightly penetration into the vocal cords. There has been no purulent material hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, stable dyspnea, never been tested for sleep apnea, chronic incontinence of urine but no infection, cloudiness or blood, does have nocturia, no chest pain palpitations or syncope. Other review system is negative. I review medications on narcotics, muscle relaxants, inhalers, diabetes, cholesterol management. Otherwise, blood pressure, low dose lisinopril on Norvasc. Today, weight 149. Blood pressure at home 122.80. This is a phone visit. She sounds alert, oriented 9-3, able to speak in full sentences. Next paragraph, chemistries are from July when she was in the hospital. Malanemia, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine 0.8. Normal potassium, mild metabolic acidosis and low sodium, glucose elevated in the 150s, calcium at that time was low but no available phosphorus or albumin. Next paragraph, I review the discharge summary here in ALMA, July 12th to July 14th, left hip fracture and surgery. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Present kidney function appears within normal range. There has been variation, fluctuations in the past, as high creatinine 1.3 with a GFR in the upper 50s. There is no major activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells. Prior kidney without obstruction. There is a small kidney on the right, 8 versus 10.4. There has been no recorded urinary retention. Blood pressure at home, well controlled on pressing medications, no exposure to anti-inflammatory agents. New events as indicated above. There has been no need for EPO treatment. All chemistries are close to normal or normal. I think we can see her back in a year. She will keep me posted of any new findings, end of dictation.